Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Toddlers, these amazing little 2 and 3 year olds, are discovering something magical about themselves. They're discovering that they can help, that they can contribute, that their little hands can make a difference in the world around them. And I know what you might be thinking. When your toddler wants to help fold the laundry, and suddenly there are socks everywhere, or when they insist on pouring their own milk, and well, let's just say the floor gets more than the cup, it can feel like helping is actually making things harder, right? I see you. I really do. But here's something the magic book taught me that changed everything. When your little one reaches out those tiny hands and says, "I want to help," they're not just trying to slow you down. They're actually showing you one of the most important developmental windows of their entire childhood. This is the moment when their brain is wiring itself for cooperation, for contribution, for understanding that they are a valued member of your family community. The research on this is absolutely fascinating. The American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry has found that children who participate in age-appropriate chores, starting as early as age 2 or 3, develop higher self-esteem. They become better equipped to handle frustration and delayed gratification. They learn time management and organizational skills that will serve them for their entire lives. Isn't that wonderful? And here's what makes this even more beautiful. During these toddler years, your child is naturally wired to want to help. They're not doing it because they have to. They're doing it because deep in their developing brain, there's this intrinsic motivation to be part of what you're doing, to contribute to the family, to feel that sense of belonging and competence. 0 to 3, one of the leading organizations in early childhood development, explains it this way. To develop a cooperative spirit in children, we need to help them understand how our requests and rules are good for everyone. It's not about obedience. It's about contribution. It's about your child learning that their actions matter, that they can make things better, that they are capable and valued. Now, I know what you're wondering. What does age-appropriate actually mean for a 2 or 3 year old? Because let's be honest, their version of helping doesn't always look like our version of helping, does it? For toddlers in this age group, age-appropriate tasks are beautifully simple. Putting toys away in a basket. Helping carry groceries from the car, maybe just one light item. Wiping up a small spill with a cloth. Putting their dirty clothes in the hamper. Helping feed a pet by pouring food into a bowl with your guidance. These are tasks that match their developing motor skills and give them that wonderful feeling of, I did it. The key, and this is so important, is to focus on the process, not the perfection. When your toddler helps put toys away and 3 toys make it into the basket while 7 end up scattered around it, that's not failure. That's learning. That's their brain building the neural pathways for organization, for following through, for understanding cause and effect. The magic book showed me something beautiful about this. There's a story we have called The Greenhouse Where Plants Whisper Thank You, where Milo and Nana discover a magical greenhouse. In this greenhouse, when they care for the plants with gentle touches and kind words, the plants glow softly, showing that their care is making a real difference. And that's exactly what's happening when your toddler helps. They might not see plants glowing, but they can see your smile. They can hear your thank you. They can feel that warm sense of pride when you say, "You helped me so much." And that feeling, that's what builds their sense of competence and contribution. Here's what the research tells us about making this work beautifully. First, set clear and simple expectations. Instead of saying, "Clean up your room," which is overwhelming for a toddler brain, try, "Can you put the blocks in the blue basket?" One specific task, clearly defined. Second, establish regular routines. When helping becomes part of the daily rhythm, it stops feeling like a special request and starts feeling like, this is what we do. This is how our family works together. Third, and this is crucial, be consistent. Toddler brains thrive on predictability. When the expectations change every day, it creates confusion and frustration. But when they know that after breakfast, we put our bowl in the sink, that becomes automatic. Fourth, make it fun. For younger toddlers especially, turning tasks into games or singing songs while you work together transforms helping from a chore into a connection moment. Can you hop like a bunny while we pick up these toys? Can we count the socks as we put them in the basket? And fifth, celebrate the effort, not just the result. When you say, "I saw you working so hard to put those books on the shelf," you're teaching your child that trying matters, that effort is valuable, that they don't have to be perfect to be wonderful. Now, I want to be really honest with you about something. Sometimes, letting your toddler help takes longer. Sometimes it makes more mess before it makes less mess. Sometimes you're tired and you just want to get it done quickly. And that's okay. You don't have to say yes to helping every single time. But when you can, when you have even just 5 extra minutes, letting your child help is one of the most powerful investments you can make in their development. You're not just getting a task done, you're building their brain. You're teaching them that they matter, that their contributions are valuable, that they are capable. The National Association for the Education of Young Children reminds us that social-emotional learning in early childhood, including cooperation and helpfulness, builds through consistent modeling and positive reinforcement. Your child is watching you. They're learning from you. And when they see you caring for your home, caring for your family, they want to be part of that. They want to care too. After you finish watching this, I encourage you to check out The Greenhouse Where Plants Whisper Thank You in the Book of Inara. It's a gentle, magical story that shows children how their care and helpfulness make a real difference. After reading it together, you might even create your own care routine. Maybe watering a plant together, or feeding a pet, or tidying up toys. And you can celebrate how your child's gentle help makes things better, just like in the story. Remember, wonderful parent, those little hands reaching out to help aren't slowing you down. They're reaching toward their future. They're building the foundation for responsibility, cooperation, and contribution that will serve them for their entire lives. And you, by patiently guiding them, by celebrating their efforts, by making space for their help even when it's imperfect, you're giving them one of the greatest gifts possible. You're teaching them that they matter. The Magic Book and I are so proud of you. Keep nurturing that beautiful desire to help. Keep celebrating those small moments of contribution. You're doing something truly wonderful, with love and starlight, Inara.